Hello and welcome to Meiwei's Chinese Medicine Matters podcast, where we share traditional Chinese medicine news, research, and topics relevant to TCM practitioners and students. I'm Lauren Kaufelt, and in today's episode, Professor Mark Frost will highlight two important herbs in the calm spirit category, Xuanzaren and Baizaren. Mark Frost, MSTCM and licensed acupuncturist, is chair of the Herbal Medicine Department at the American College of Traditional Chinese Medicine in San Francisco. Professor Frost teaches in both the master's and doctoral programs, serves as a clinical supervisor in the college's community clinic, and has had a private practice in San Francisco for over 30 years. He is the author of numerous articles on Chinese herbal medicine and has presented at several TCM conferences since 2014.
Welcome to Meiwei's Herbalist Corner. I'm Mark Frost. I'm the department head of herbal medicine at the American College of Traditional Chinese Medicine. And I'm going to talk for a few minutes about two very important special herbs in the calm spirit category. One being Xuanzaren, and then we have Baizaren, which is, this is the seed of the cypress tree. Both of these herbs are in the same herbal medicine category. They're both in the calm spirit category, and they share a lot of similarities, and at the same time, they share some important differences that I'd like to highlight. These are two very important herbs in this category, and they're used quite frequently. Let's talk about Xuanzaren, and again, I'm going to be mainly referring to the prepared Xuanzaren. Xuanzaren is sweet and slightly warm. The prepared one is slightly warm and is sour. And the sour taste of Xuanzaren gives it some of its important properties. Baizaren is sweet and warm. In terms of entering meridian, Xuanzaren is an herb that enters both the liver and the heart. Baizaren enters the heart and the kidney. Now, the similarity that these two herbs have is that they're both very good at nourishing the yin and the blood of these organs of the liver and the heart. And they have both a very powerful effect at calming the spirit. One thing that's important to understand in terms of differentiating their use is that Xuanzaren, being sour, has a little bit more of an affinity for the liver organ. The liver organ prefers a sour flavor. And so when thinking about Xuanzaren's application, although it enters both the heart and the liver, I generally encourage students to think about it having a little bit more influence on the liver. Baizaren is sweet and warm, as I mentioned before, and this herb primarily enters the heart and the spleen. So in terms of shared properties, they're both very good at calming the spirit. They're good for stagnated emotions, agitation, irritability, insomnia, things like that. In terms of differentiating them, Xuanzaren has a, as I mentioned before, a sour flavor. Now, the sour flavor, in terms of medicinal properties, has the function of gathering and holding. In reference to Xuanzaren, the uncooked Xuanzaren traditionally was also used for astringing the exterior because of its sour flavor. Now, even the prepared Xuanzaren has a sour flavor. What I usually encourage students to understand about Xuanzaren is this herb is ideally suited when we have a scattering or dispersing of emotions, when someone is overwhelmed, overexcited, when the shen of the heart and the liver is dispersing. So when someone is anxious, when they're nervous, when the qi is scattered, Xuanzaren is especially good in this circumstance, because not only does it have a spirit calming function, but it also has this gathering property of pulling the, tightening up and consolidating the organ and helping to re-embody the shen when it's scattered due to excess emotional or psychological circumstances. So that's one thing that makes Xuanzaren really special. Baizaren is sweet and warm. Between the two, as I mentioned a moment ago, Xuanzaren has a little bit more affinity for the liver. Baizaren has a little bit more affinity for the heart. Baizaren is especially good at nourishing the yin and blood of the heart, and was considered a top-tier herb in the Shenmeng Guanzhao Jing because of its beneficial medicinal properties. Between the two, I generally think of using Swan's LRN a little bit more when the liver is the primary organ disrupted by whether it's insomnia, worry, anxiety, etc. And I select Bitzaren when the heart is more the center of the unsettled Shen. They're often used together. Tianhua Bushindan, for example, the Heavenly Emperor's heart tonifying decoction, uses both Bitzaren and Swan's LRN. Another formula that I've written an article for that will be posted shortly on a formula called Bunaowan uses these two herbs as well for calming, settling, and consolidating the Shen of both the heart and the knee. In terms of dosage for both 3 to 5 Chen or 9 to 15 grams, Bitzaren we use a little bit less than Swan's LRN. In some formulas, like Swan's LRN Tang, Swan's LRN is used in very high dosages, up to 50 or 60%. That makes it a very strong sedative. At higher doses, Swan's LRN actually is on par with what we might think of as a sedative. And it can actually, for those who take too much, sometimes wake up in the morning, feel excessively groggy or heavy or tired because of its sour anchoring and sedating property. Bitzaren doesn't have that same property. It's a little bit more nourishing and not so overly sedating. In terms of ways of thinking about difference in their uses, as I mentioned a moment ago, Swan's LRN is a little bit better for addressing circumstances associated with the liver. So when the insomnia is associated with anxiety or situational stress and things like that, I tend to focus more on utilizing Swan's LRN. This has a little bit more affinity for the liver. It gathers and settles the liver. My feeling is the diagnosis is more heart-centered, I tend to use Bitzaren more. It goes straight into the heart, it's nourishing for the heart, and settles the heart shen. One of the other things we should mention just in differentiating the two is the emotions associated with these two organs. The liver is, and not so much the emotions as the function of the organs in regulating the emotions. So the liver is an organ that regulates all of the emotions. And so when we want to address a scattering of emotions in general, whether there's agitation, irritability, fear, things like that, or just unsettled experience and concerns about the future, addressing the liver is a better organ because the liver, as I mentioned, regulates all of the emotions. And so you'll have a better effect in just calming the overall emotional and psychological state of the patient. Also, in terms of comparing the liver and the heart, the liver is an organ that regulates the day-to-day. You say that it regulates a 24-hour cycle, it ensures a smooth flow of qi and blood at all times. So those emotional and psychological issues that are associated with the liver have to do with the day-to-day, the mundane, the, my boss is a jerk, my car got towed, I can't stand work anymore, things like that. Those are issues associated with the day-to-day. Whereas the heart is an organ that is more intimate in terms of emotions. The heart organ is responsible for those more deeply held emotion and emotional relationships with family members, with loved ones, with children. So when a patient is struggling with issues associated with these more immediate family members, more immediate things of love and connection with others, then addressing the heart is a better way to go. You get more direct experience because those deeply held things really influence the heart more than the liver. The last thing I'd like to mention about Bitzaren and Swan's LRN, a couple of things. Number one, these two traditionally were used together. They are what are known as Dweiyao pair. And Dweiyao pair herbs are herbs that have a particularly efficacious synergistic effect when used together. If they're used together, as I mentioned a moment ago, in Tianhua Bushindan, and they're also used together in a more modern formulation called Bunaowan. Bunaowan is a modern formulation that's used for strengthening overall mental and cognitive function. It's used for diminishing memory and cognitive function in the elderly, in lack of focus and challenge in children and things like that. It's a modern formulation that addresses the shens, that addresses nourishing the essence of the kidneys, strengthening the spleen, nourishing the yin and the blood of the heart. And this Dvayal pair in that formula is used to free and open the Shen of the heart and the liver. The other applications for this formula are when, and used as a Dvayal pair, when both the heart and the liver are equally involved, whether it's insomnia, whether it's worry, overthinking, rumination, whether it's fear and disconnection. In all those circumstances, this pair makes an extraordinary integrated approach because they address the two, let's say the two most important organs in terms of regulating the Shen, the heart and the liver.
Today's episode was originally from Meiwei's Herbalist Corner video series. If you would like to watch the video, you can access it in the episode description. And please subscribe to the show. It's a great way to show your support and to hear when our next episode comes out. In our upcoming episode, Susan Johnson will be talking about Moxa season. Until then, take good care of yourself and your patients. Chinese medicine matters, and so do you. Hi everyone, Lauren here again. Welcome to April. As many of you know, Chinese Medicine Matters is the podcast of Meiwei Herbs, a TCM online store and dispensary where practitioners can ship directly to their patients. And this month, let's embrace the beauty of April while keeping your ears, nose, and throat happy. For a limited time, stock up on seasonal nasal formulas and breathe a sigh of relief. Practitioners, use code SNIFFLES24 at checkout on meiwei.com to receive a 15% discount on all seasonal nasal formulas. And remember to sign up for the Meiwei newsletter for exclusive content and ongoing promotions. You can find a link to sign up in the episode description. And thanks for tuning in and supporting Real Chinese Medicine.